Nolte, George W. Bush walks back nativist attack on GOP, kind of. By John Nolte on April 23, 2021. Former President George W. Bush attacked the Republican Party this week for being isolationist, protectionist and, to a certain extent, nativist. In a later interview with Far Left People magazine, he walked it back, a little. Really what I should have said, there's loud voices who are isolationists, protectionists and nativists, something, by the way, I talked about when I was president. My concerns are about those isms, he continued. But I painted with too broad a brush, because by saying what I said, it excluded a lot of Republicans who believe we can fix the problem. What a mewling little gerbil former President George W. Bush has turned out to be. He spends 12 silent years in hiding and only comes up for air to slam his own political party. If he's criticized Barry Obama or his fraudulency Joe Biden at anywhere near the level he has the GOP, or even at all, I've yet to hear it. But this is what cowardly, establishment quisling GOPers do as they enter their dotage. Seek approval from the very people who hated them and go through the act of stabbing those of us in the back who were gullible enough to support him. Here are his original comments. George W. Bush says the Republican Party he served as president has become isolationist, protectionist and, to a certain extent, nativist and says he's especially concerned about anti-immigration rhetoric. It's a beautiful country we have and yet it's not beautiful when we condemn, call people names and scare people about immigration, Bush told NBC's Today Show on Tuesday. What is Bush even talking about? What name-calling is he talking about? Who opposes immigration? It's illegal immigration everyone is rightly furious about. And Bush also acts as though it's improper to have a policy debate about legally importing skilled workers when we have American citizens and legal immigrants still looking for work, especially in those well-paying sectors. What's more, he acts as though criticism of illegal immigration and all the horrors it brings with it, especially for the illegals exploited by big business and sex traffickers, is somehow out of bounds. If only he could criticize that outrage as much as he does Trump. In a different interview, he also hauled out this tired and debunked canard. Bush also said he disagrees with the argument that immigrants take away jobs from U.S. citizens. I think it helps grow the number of jobs available. And there are a lot of jobs that aren't being fulfilled now. You come here to Dallas in August and not a lot of people are volunteering to put tile on roofs, he said. Why the hell would anyone volunteer to put tile on roofs in August in Texas? Regardless, maybe a lot of people don't want that job because the pay is lousy. And maybe the pay would be higher for Americans and legal immigrants looking for a better paying job if we weren't importing all this legal and illegal labor from a foreign country. Americans are not afraid of work. But they do expect a fair wage, and unfettered immigration is a wage killer. Regardless, I do not know of a single soul, including former President Trump, who is opposed to bringing in immigrants who desperately want to become Americans and who can contribute something positive to our culture and economy. No one opposes that kind of immigration. But Bush is so eager to seek approval from the very same people who hate his guts. He threw the far-left Today Show a big, fat straw man at the expense of his own supporters. What a weak and small man George W. Bush has turned out to be.